They are pride, unforgiveness, unbelief, and lack of repentance. Remember I told you about this Nigerian pastor or minister of some sort? I was praying from Houston, Texas, when I was at Hegewisch, and he said, I said, brother, we're attacking these things for half an hour, and nothing's happening. And I told him, he needs to, something's wrong. Tell me what's going on. The Holy Spirit's telling me that you're not believing. And I said, you believe demons are inside of you? He says, no. Unbelief will short-circuit deliverance. If you don't believe that they're actively inside of you, as the Scripture clearly teaches, the verb in the Greek is ekbalo. It means to throw out of. If you're being thrown out of something, you have to be in it before you can be thrown out of it, right? If I threw you out of, if a policeman comes and grabs you and pulls you out of the car, you can't be sitting on the hood for him to pull you out. Pull you out, you've got to be inside. So tonight, we're going to do some renunciations. We're going to do some forgiveness. But you need to forgive anyone and everyone who you may be holding bitterness and unforgiveness toward. It may be a spouse, ex-spouse. It may be a child of yours that's gone AWOL, wasted your time and resources, and now they're away from the Lord. It may be someone who hurt you in a church. It may be a pastor. It may be someone who stole your bride, stole your husband. It may be someone who destroyed your home. It may be someone who financially hurt you. It could be anybody and anybody. I had one guy in Massachusetts who told me that he never forgave his senior high coach, a track coach. And this guy had a major foot disease problem. And he was up on a couch for a while, and the Holy Spirit said, you got to forgive coach. And you know what? He said the coach is still alive, and the Lord had him call him and tell him, I forgive you, and I'm sorry for holding a grudge for you because I thought I lost the state match because you didn't push me hard enough. You believe that? And you know, a couple days later, the Lord healed him because he forgave. So it can happen to you and to me, and that's why we have to forgive from our hearts. And some of you say, well, I have forgiven, but I don't feel it, because the demons haven't left. Bitterness and unforgiveness is still there. Hello, McFly, McFly. It's still home. And when you get rid of these spirits, suddenly you feel, wow, I feel like I've forgiven them. Okay? Pray for me. I don't know why I said McFly. All right. So bow your heads with me, and let's go to God in prayer and do the forgiveness. Father, I confess that in my past I have held unforgiveness, bitterness, hidden bitterness, and resentment in my heart against certain people who have hurt and disappointed me. I confess it as sin, and I claim 1 John 1:9. I do now forgive the following people whom I can remember who have hurt or disappointed me. Start with family members and work out from there. And ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind things we have forgotten and buried, and the demons have brought to corners of our souls where they will never be remembered, but the Holy Spirit can pull them out. I now freely forgive every one of these people. And I ask you to double bless them, Lord, if they're still living. If they're unsaved, please reach down and save them. If they're saved, please lead them into the full gospel. I also forgive myself for all my many sins, faults, and failures, because you have freely forgiven me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Matthew 18 is where we get that. Jesus makes one of the scariest statements in the Bible, and that's, he says, if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart, he says, my Father in heaven will not forgive you. and will turn you over to the tormentors. Okay? And basanistes is the word there. It's used of demons in Revelation 9, scorpions and stingings, and it's used of sickness and disease in the Gospels. So the tormentors, the torturers. And as I said earlier, that's where one of the key roots for cancer. And go to an oncology ward in the hospital and find out how many happy, free people you see. A lot of them are loaded with bitterness and unforgiveness. So check under that, please. Another area of contact is the occult. Now, is there anyone here who has not ever listened to rock and roll music? That's what I, is my hand doing up here? If you don't recognize any names like the Bee Gees, if you don't have any names like the Beatles, if you have no idea who, let's see, Beyonce is, or Shakira, or some of these other hip-hop artists, and Christina Aguilera is, or Madonna with her Catholic spirits, Louise, otherwise known as Louise Ciccone, and all these spirits, groups I used to listen to in the 80s, Heart, the Wilson Sisters, and some of these others. That's when you listen to that, you got into the occult. Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page's Stairway to Heaven is nothing but pure occult, telling you to follow the piper, Pan. Pan is Lucifer's head over rock and roll music. And I'll never forget my good friend Peter DeBona. At that time, he spoke at one of the workshops here a couple years ago, and some Hindu spirit that had come in. Do you remember, Peter? Through listening to the Beatles. And Frank Forrester and I prayed a number of times for one another at workshops, listening to the Beatles and all the glorification of drugs and Hindu music and everything else. And John Lennon was gunned down in New York City by Mark Chapman, who's right out here out in Attica. And Attica State Prison, and 2 weeks later, he was supposed to have total reconstruction of the roof of his mouth because he had dissolved it through cocaine. The whole roof of his mouth was gone. That's why he spoke so nasally. Too much nose candy. Too much cocaine, coca. And how bad, how horrible. And he never made that surgery appointment because he went to Hades. A very quick trip to Hades. What are the forms of the occult? Ouija boards. If you ever fooled around with a Ouija board, if you've ever done tarot cards, gone to a fortune teller, Scripture is clear that Exodus 20 says the sins of the fathers are visited down to the third and fourth generation. That's your grandparents, great-grandparents. That's about 16 plus people. If you go another generation, great-grandparents, that's 32 people. Anybody know what 32 people did in their family lines? When they were 16, 15, 21, the Holy Spirit knows. And that's why, you know, you were cursed, I was cursed, my children were cursed, grandchildren were cursed, and great-grandchildren were cursed by these things. Some of this is new, and that's why I repeat it. A number of us, we know this already, and we're ready to hit these things. Other forms of the occult, martial arts. I can actually say we've had Bruce Lee visit this church for deliverance prayer. We really have. He's a friend of Jamie Chow's. And, but he's not the Bruce Lee you're thinking of. But, yeah, he is dead, that Bruce Lee. But, in fact, he probably was killed because he was sharing too much of the secret martial arts with Hollywood people and getting paid for it. And that's somebody killed him. But in any event, they told him, Bruce Lee, he moved with demonic power. They moved so fast that the Hollywood told him to slow down because it was just a blur on film. Some of these martial arts people don't even have to hit you, and they will kill you. Well, who's not? Does any human have that power? No. It just all goes to your head. Pride goes before destruction, and, you know, you'll be dead too not too long. The demons will kill you, but it's demonic power. Other forms of the occult. Any horror movies? I used to be a big fan of horror till I found out that it was demonic. And by the way, every Halloween, did I say Halloween or Hell-Oween? Yeah, I meant Hell-Oween. Every Hell-Oween, we would, we actually pray a mini mass deliverance tape that we did years ago, and we get demons out. Some of the Christians go to have churches, and they have Halloween festivals. autumn parties, and so they don't have to send the kids out and get razor blades in their apples. But you should have nothing to do with Halloween. It is a very high and unholy, or I should say low and unholy, sacred witchcraft day and evening. More babies are sacrificed and human sacrifice worldwide on that day than any other day in the calendar. So have nothing to do with it. And a lot of the spirits came in. We found spirits of selfishness, idolatry, love for candy. All sorts of spirits come into us. Because everybody... Now, when you were trick-or-treating, did you want to steal anybody else's candy? Did you want to go to a lot of houses and get more candy? Yeah, some of you are still looking with glee. I bind you in Jesus' name, you know? But a lot of spirits of selfishness. My wife was always funny. She always ate her candy very slowly. So everybody else would be gone, and she'd have the only one. Everybody saying, can I have one? No. It's my candy. You ate yours already. This is mine. No, but knowing my wife, she was generous. But seriously, some kids did that. And they hid their candy, and they put it in the freezer to make it last longer and all this stuff. And people, it's just, you'd be surprised what came in. False personalities, what a great opportunity for masks, wearing masks and so forth. And a lot of the witches will work at the department stores in Walmart, and they'll curse, they'll go by and they'll touch and curse every mask. And a spirit will go with it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. People, witches who've gotten saved will tell you this. And so that's why I have nothing to do with Halloween. Pastor Moby, help me out. Sex is a huge open door, of course. And horoscopes, if you read your horoscope, you go to the fortune-telling thing, you put a quarter in or 50 cents, and you kind of put your finger on and kind of raises your pressure, you know, tells you what your horoscope is based upon your whatever, finger analysis or whatever. Very dangerous stuff. Again, you know nothing, but they know it's a form of divination. Table tipping. I had a young girl I was praying with years ago when I first got in deliverance for a very good friend of mine. It was his stepdaughter. He and I were praying with the 16-year-old girl, and she got into Bloody Mary. Now, Bloody Mary is more than a drink. It's also a game that high schoolers play when they turn the lights off in the girls' rooms, and the girls run in there and they talk to someone in the mirror. Yeah, after saying Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, appear to us, we want to talk to you. And there's an old hag talking them back. Oh yeah. Anybody here ever play Bloody Mary? That's unusual because usually you have one or two people that did when they were younger, and you know, the enemy is very clever. They'll take advantage of... I remember Frank Hammer was talking about this: these young girls whose parents were gone, and they had a slumber party in the basement of their home, and one had an idea of, let's all run around naked. So they were young girls, you know, prepubescent young girls and developing, and, you know, they're running around naked, and pretty soon they started looking at each other and comparing with one another. And some lesbian spirits came into this woman, and she said, you know, I never had a lesbian act yet, but I'm really bothered by it, and I'm tempted at times. And guess where that lesbian spirit came in? Through the slumber party. And especially gym class. Here in Buffalo, listen to this. In Buffalo, I just found out in high school, it was in the 1950s, at gym class, gym teachers, that the young boys here in the high school, junior high school, would, when it was time for swimming in the wintertime, you know, they'd have pools and stuff, and they were told to take your trunks off by the teachers. And everybody's swimming around with nothing on. You know what, if that happened today, what would happen? Well, knowing some school system, everybody just get a slap on the wrist. But people, that stuff went on, and I'm telling you right now, it's very, very dangerous. Some of these spirits come in, homosexual spirits, lesbian spirits, and lust and all sorts of things. So we got to hit these things. Obviously, if you're involved in a cult, through mind control, civil mind control, and all sorts of things. Some of the cartoons that you watched when you were younger were very dangerous. I have a lot of times when I was astral projecting in my sleep. Anybody ever fly in their sleep? Raise your hand if you've ever flown in your sleep before. Those are astral projection spirits. And they come in through witchcraft, through watching Superman and some of these Mighty Mouse and some of the movies and stuff where people fly, where people don't fly. People can't fly, other than airplanes. So let's run out some of the occult things. We don't have time to go through everything, but let's run out some of it. So let's bow our heads, and we'll quickly go through it, a couple more prayers, and get right into battle. Father, I confess that in my past, or my ancestor or the ancestral past through ignorance, curiosity, or willfulness, I have come into contact with certain occult things. I acknowledge this as sin and confess it to you as sin and claim forgiveness in Jesus' name. I confess and close the doors and renounce all contacts which I have had with any occult things. I also renounce and confess as sin any false oaths which I have made to any false gods and any idolatry in which I've been involved. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. Just a couple, three more, and we'll get right into, let's break some soul ties. It's really a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, I break and renounce, cut and loose myself and my descendants from all evil soul ties which I may have had with any lodges, religious systems, adulterers, adulteresses, drunkards, close friends, cults, etc. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, let's loose the mind. That's a good one. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command Satan and every one of his demonic minions to loose my mind completely. Father in heaven, I ask you to send your angels to break, cut, and sever all fetters, bands, chains, ties, and bonds of whatever sort that the enemy has managed to place on my mind or in my mind by word or deed. I ask you, Father, to loosen to me and my family the spirits of the Lord, wisdom, counsel, might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, power, love, sound mind, grace, peace, and the spirit of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's confess the sins of the fathers, and we're off to war. A sister up here, Sandra, had a word of knowledge regarding Nina in breaking ties. Breaking ties. Was that it, Sandra, breaking ties? And when ties have to be severed, and I got the same thing when I was praying with Nina. So whatever evil soul ties, of course, we just did it. That really helped. But whatever soul ties you have, soul ties are very dangerous. Be careful, cautious who your friends are, sheep. And you find yourself doing some things that are not spiritual, and you've developed an evil soul tie with someone, stay away from them for a season and really pray about whether you should hang around them. And I'm not saying, you know, become a, isolated and become a, you know, yeah, thank you, hermit. And but by the same token, just be cautious and try to have as your best buds people who are committed to the full gospel and those who really, really love the Lord Jesus Christ. And stay away from people who don't. And especially break soul ties. Anybody you fornicated with, had sex with, had oral sex with, touched in any sexual way, and of course, domineering parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and so forth. All right, sounds good. Let's confess the sins of the fathers. Here we go. Bow your heads. In accordance with Leviticus 26, I do now confess the sins of my ancestors, all idolatry, all witchcraft, occultism, lust, adultery, pride, hatred, hypocrisy, divorce, perversion, rebellion, alcoholism, drug addiction, stubbornness, and wicked heart of unbelief. I claim forgiveness on the basis of 1 John 1:9. And I break and lift the curses, whoredoms and iniquities for me and my descendants. I command every demon associated with these to leave me and my family and go to wherever Jesus sends you. In his mighty name, amen. One more thing before I call some angels down. You don't repeat this. Just let me repeat and just agree with me in prayer. But Catholicism is and Masonry are probably the two biggest cults in the world. So if you have, we've got one, we got a handout back there from the last workshop with like 8 pages of Catholic spirits. So, you know, if you have a Catholicism in your bloodline, or if you went to a Catholic school, it's been nice knowing you. No, I'm only kidding. Hit these things. You know, if you get 3 or 4 out tonight, people, there are just a couple left, okay, facetiously. There's some more to go. And hit these things, because there's a special provision in the Council of Trent, which was the Roman Catholic's response to the Reformation, which was good, by the way, and godly. And in it, curses anyone who left the Roman whore with leprosy, heart disease, cancer, and a bunch of other things. So these curses are constantly coming against us. So that's why, people, welcome to the full gospel. Don't leave it. I can't promise, you know, obviously your life is in God's hands, but, man, you leave it. You stop getting consistent prayer. These things are coming against you, and you have no idea what comes into you just during your regular routine work day. So hit these things. I speak from experience when I was almost dying Thursday morning. So let's hit these things, and just agree with me in prayer. Satan, I command you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ to put you and all of your legions on notice, and we are attacking you from our position in Christ. Every believer here tonight, including myself, is seated in Christ at the right hand of God the Father. And we attack you from that high and lofty position in the third heaven, the highest point in the universe. And this places us high above you, your principalities, powers, demons, dominions, world rulers, rulers of darkness, kings, princes, and every other angelic rank under your command. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask you, Father in heaven, for sufficient legions of the holy angels to bind all satanic forces here and in the air overhead so that they will not be able to interfere in any way with God's people being set free. We further command in Yeshua's mighty name that all free demonic spirits in this building or within the confines of this land of church property be securely bound, taken wherever the Lord Jesus sends them. They can nowise interfere with the freedom tonight that the Lord Jesus has for each of us. We take authority from the third heaven, where we're seated in Messiah, and remind all demons you must obey when we call your name or family name. You're to come out of the people and go to where Jesus sends you. We also bind all demonic transference in Jesus Christ's name. Every demon must go wherever the Lord Jesus sends them. Look up to the third heaven. And all spirits, we command you in Jesus' name out right now. All spirits of the occult, come on out in Jesus Christ's name. All spirits of the occult, Ouija board, sorcery, witchcraft, come on. Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, superheroes, all spirits that came in through watching Disney films and Disney cartoons. Come on, Mighty Mouse, all these spirits, astral projection. Come on, move. Fortune telling, water witching. Come on, all the water witching from all the ancestors who made businesses out of water witching, finding water. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, move right now. We break these curses in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, all spirits of Gene Dixon, Edgar Casey, automatic handwriting. Handwriting analysis, all divination spirits, Edgar Casey spirits, come on, move right now. All spirits of the Grange, all spirits of Masonry, Freemasonry, get out in Jesus Christ's name. Horoscopes, crystal balls, tarot cards, signs of the zodiac, hypnosis, come on. Any spirits that came in from any hypnotic therapy, get out in Jesus Christ's name. Move it all the way out right now in Jesus' mighty name. All spirits of spiritualism, medium, seance, table tipping, necromancy, levitation, clairvoyance, astral projection, all the spirits that make us fly in our dreams, get out right now in Jesus' name. Astral projection, astral projection, astral projection. Come on, move right now. All spirits of astral projection. Come on, move right now. clairvoyance, transcendental meditation, Ekankar, soul travel, mind control. Come on, all that mind control that came in through watching TV, video games, computer games. Come on, mind control, occult mind control. Get out of God's people right now in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way, all the way. All spirits of Eastern religions, Hinduism, Taoism, yin and yang, yin and yang, come on out. Yin and yang, come on out. Yin and yang, come on out. Hinduism, Knights of Columbus, Confucianism, I Ching, Hinduism, Krishna worship, all Krishna spirits, come on out. That came in through George Harrison and the Beatles. Hi, Hare Krishna, come on out. My sweet Lord, come on out. My sweet Lord. My sweet Lord, come on out. Come on. Come on. I really want to know you. I really want to feel you. My sweet Lord. Krishna. Krishna, come on out. Krishna. All those Hindu spirits that came in through George Harrison and John Lennon. Ravi Shankar spirits. All the demons. Come on, move right now. Come on. Baha'ism. Christian Science, Rosicrucianism, Mormon spirits, all those Mormon spirits, come on out. Mormonism. We break all these curses, giving you legal grounds. Mormonism. Mormonism. Jehovah's false witnesses, come on out. Yahweh's false witnesses, come on, move. All spirits of the farm, Islam, Allah. I bind Allah. Allah, come on out in Jesus Christ's name. Allah. Especially any spirits that came in through Indonesian friends. Allah. Allah. I bind you in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All those Allah spirits. Come on. Move right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Any Muslim friends at work. Any transferring in. Come on. Move. 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 Get out in Jesus Christ's name. Any Muslim spirits that came in through the family lines that we're not even aware of. Out in Jesus' name. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All spirits of the way, the walk, biorhythm, yoga, karate, all the martial arts, acupuncture, Freemasonry, Eastern Star, pierced ears, come on out right now, tattoos, charms, hexagram, pentagram, Anka, Italian horn, goat's head, unicorn, all Black Panther spirits, Black Panther spirits. Black Panther spirits, come on out, move, all the way. Come on, demons, move it. Enchantments, fetishes, potions, spells, Dungeons and Dragons, psychic readings, reincarnation spirits, come on, move right now, all the way out. Superstitions, amulets and superstitions, superstitious spirits, come on out in Jesus' name. Talismans. Come on. Come on. All spirits of laziness and apathy, I bind you in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to loose right now. Apathy and laziness. Self-deception. Impatience. Leviathan. Hidden pride. I command hidden pride to come on out in Jesus Christ's name. Hidden pride. Hidden pride. Hidden pride. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Self-hatred. Ugliness. You know, you're really ugly today. How come you're so ugly? You wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Ugliness, come on out in Jesus Christ's name. Ugliness. Self-hatred, irritation. Ambition. Loneliness, despair, despondency, hopelessness, suicide. All suicide spirits. All suicide spirits. Self-hatred. All those suicide spirits that came in through self-hatred, get out in Jesus Christ's name. Death, confusion, rejection, misery, depression, torment, torture, doubt and unbelief. We break every curse of agnosticism and atheism over our family lines, and we ask forgiveness in Jesus' name. Greediness, ugliness, covetousness. All that guilt, shame, and condemnation, come on out. Guilt, shame, and condemnation. Wicked heart of unbelief. Wicked heart of unbelief. Wicked heart of unbelief. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, move, 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 move. Sheep, will them out, will them out, will them out. Holy Spirit, strengthen our wills. Holy Spirit, strengthen our wills. Holy Spirit, strengthen our wills. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All spirits of fear, fear of the dark, fear of giving and receiving love, fear of failure, fear of dying, fear of failure, fear of death, fear of pain, fear of the dark, fear of dogs, fear of cats, fear of insects, fear of snakes, fear of crowds, fear of water, fear of drowning. Claustrophobia, come on out. Fear of the future. Fear of nightmares. 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 All the way out right now in Jesus Christ's name. Move it. All the way out. Nightmares. Night terrors. Sudden fear. Come on out. Sudden fear. Sudden fear. We ask the Lord to forgive us for all the fearing we've done. Every time we have a pain, we think it's a heart attack. We think it's cancer. We think we're dying. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. All the way out. Ruled by fear. Ruled by fear. All the way out. All the way out. Fear of Jezebel, come on out. I want all the men. Fear of Jezebel, come on out. Fear of Jezebel. Fear of Jezebel. Fear of women. Fear of bossy women. Fear of Jezebel. Come on. Fear of Jezebel. I bind you in Jesus Christ's name. Fear of Jezebel. Come on. Fear of Jezebel. Fear of women. Fear of bossy women, domineering women. All the way out in Jesus' mighty name. Keep coming out. Will them out, people. You're doing good. Will them out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come on, all that fear. Come on. All the spirits of molestation that came in. Any molestation spirits. Molestation, come on out. Molestation, rape. Molestation, come on out in Jesus Christ's name. Molestation. Molestation, come on out right now in Jesus Christ's name. Molestation, come on out right now in Jesus' mighty name. All the way out, all the way out. Come on. Fear of molestation, fear of being raped. Not wanting to walk out of the house at night. Fear of rape. Fear of being molested. Fear of black people, fear of white people. Fear of authority. Come on, move, 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 move. All the way out. Come on, all the way out, right now. Spirits of anger, rage, hidden rage, alcoholic rage. All the way out. All that alcoholic rage. Come on out in Jesus Christ's name. Alcoholic rage. Alcoholic rage. Hidden rage. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. Anger. Anger. Temper. Abuse, verbal abuse, childish self-will, come on out, childish self-will, childish self-will, childish self-will, come on out in Jesus' mighty name, childish self-will, all that arrested development, get out in Jesus' mighty name, childish self-will, get out in Jesus' mighty name, all that childish self-will, get out in Jesus' mighty name. My way or the highway. I got to get my way or I'm going to quit. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. If I don't get my way, I'm out of here. I'm going to divorce. I'm leaving. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. It's my way or the highway. It's my way or the highway. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Loose God's people. Loose God's people right now in Jesus Christ's name. All spirits of fighting and argumentativeness, fighting. argumentativeness, isolation, fighting, contention, strife, malice, hatred. Hatred for husband, hatred for wife, hatred for pastors, hatred for Christians. All spirits of hatred. Come on, will against them, people. You're doing good. Will against them. All that hatred. All that hatred. Come on, move, 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 move. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Hatred for mother, hatred for father. Hatred for children. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, move, 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 move. All spirits of broken heart, wounded spirit. Broken heart, wounded spirit, bruised emotions. Deep hurt, unforgiveness. Revenge. 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 Bitterness. 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 Root of bitterness. Hidden bitterness. All that hidden bitterness. Come on out. Hidden bitterness. Hidden bitterness. Hidden bitterness. Hidden bitterness. Deep hurt. Deep hurt. Come on out. Deep hurt. Paranoia. Rage. Schizophrenia. Anger. Anger and rage. 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 Get out in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. All that fear, automatic failure. Fear of failure. Automatic failure mechanism. We break the curse of automatic failure mechanism. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come on. Come on. Come on, all the way out. You get out of Corla right now. You get out of my sister Corla. You get out of my sister Corla right now in Jesus' mighty name. You get out of my sister Corla right now in Jesus' mighty name. You get out of my sister Corla right now in Jesus' mighty name. Get out of my sister Corla right now in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. Come on, get out of my sister Tanya. Get out of my sister Tanya right now in Jesus Christ's name. Get out of my sister Tanya right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all the way out. Come on, out of Tanya Malone. Come on, move, 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 move. Get out of Tanya Malone right now, all these spirits. I bind that Jezebel. I bind that Jezebel. Come on, move, all the way out. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Let's go, come on. You're doing great, people. Fight them. You're doing good. Fight them. Come on, all spirits of child abuse, separation, divorce, spirits of division. Come on, all that spirits of destruction. Come on out. That came in with pride. Destruction. 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 All spirits of destruction. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. All that pride that comes in with destruction. 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 Destruction of the family. Destruction of marriage. Come on, all the way, all the way. All the way, all the way out. Out of God's people. 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 Come on, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All spirits of hatred, malice. Hatred and malice. Hatred for father, hatred for mother. All that hatred. Self-hatred. Hatred for authority. Hatred for men, come on out. Hatred for women. Hatred for men, come on out. Hatred for men. Hatred for men. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Get out. Right now in Jesus' name. All that hatred for men. 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 Angie, help with Corla, please. You get out of my sister Corla right now. You get out of my sister Corla right now. All the way out. Meryl. Meryl. Sister Corla, right now in Jesus' mighty name. You get out of my sister Corla right now in Jesus' mighty name. Get out of my sister Corla right now in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. Come on, get out of my sister Tanya. Get out of my sister Tanya right now in Jesus Christ's name. Get out of my sister Tanya right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all the way out. Come on, out of Tanya Malone. Come on, move, 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 move. Get out of Tanya Malone right now, all these spirits. I bind that Jezebel. I bind that Jezebel. Come on, move, all the way out. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Let's go. Come on. You're doing great, people. Fight them. You're doing good. Fight them. Come on. All spirits of child abuse, separation, divorce, spirits of division. Come on. All that spirits of destruction. Come on out. That came in with pride. Destruction. 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 All spirits of destruction. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. All that pride that comes in with destruction. 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 Destruction of the family. Destruction of marriage. Come on, all the way, all the way. All the way, all the way out. Out of God's people. 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 Come on, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All spirits of hatred, malice, hatred and malice, hatred for father, hatred for mother, all that hatred, self-hatred, hatred for authority, hatred for men, come on out, hatred for women, hatred for men, come on out, hatred for men, hatred for men, all the way out, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Get out. Right now in Jesus' name. All that hatred for men. 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 Angie, help with Corla, please. You get out of my sister Corla right now. You get out of my sister Corla right now. All the way out. Meryl. Meryl. You're tucking up a little closer. You're tucking up a little closer. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come on, loose God's people. Loose God's people. Come on, all the way out of Chris. Out of Chris. Come on, move right now. Out of Corla. Get out of Peggy. Get out of my sister Peggy right now. Get out of my sister Peggy right now, Damon. Move. Get out of Stephanie. Come on, get out of Sandra. Get out of my sister Stephanie, my sister Sandra. All the way out. 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 Come on. Move right now. All that hatred, self-hatred, self-destruction, self-destruction. Come on out right now. All that pride. All the pride. All the pride. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. All the way out. All the way out. Right now. Get out of God's people right now. All the way out. All the way out. Come on. Child abuse, divorce, separation, broken heart, wounded spirit, bruised emotions, deep hurt, unforgiveness, revenge, profanity, blasphemy, filthy conversation, lying, gossip, slander, whining, complaining, self-pity, criticism, mockery, perversion. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, move right now. Come on, get out of Pam right now. Get out of Tin. Come on. Get out of Tiona. Get out of Tiona. Get out of Tiona right now. Get out of Tiona right now. I bind you in Jesus' name. Move, 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 move. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Come on, all the hatred for men. Come on up. Hatred for men. 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 Lose her. Lose her. Lose her right now. All the way out. Out of Tiona. Come on. Out of Tiona. Out of Peggy. Come on. Out of Peggy. I bind you. I bind you in Jesus Christ's name. I bind you. I bind you. Come on. Move, 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 move. All the way out. All the way out. We just drench with the blood of Jesus. We drench with the blood of Jesus. We drench her with the blood of Jesus. We drench her with the blood of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Mary, pray with Peggy. Come on. Come on. All the way out. Get out of Sandra right now. Get out of Sandra. Come on. Move right now. Loose Sandra. All these spirits. Come on. We bind you in Jesus Christ's name. Loose. Come on. Out of Stephanie. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Move. 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 Come on. All these spirits. Come on. Every demon that's been commanded by name and by function. All the way out. All the way out. All spirits of cancer, infirmity, affliction, and disease, come on out. Come on, death. Death. All spirits of death. We break the curse of death in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all the way out. Come on. All spirits of hay fever, asthma, bronchitis, sinus and respiratory system allergies. All spirits of edema, swelling, itching, burning, infection, excess drainage, irritation, come out of the lungs. The bronchial tubes, the mouth, the sinuses. All allergies to food and chemical substances. Come out of the bloodstream. Every organ in the body. All poisons in the body, in the bloodstream. All poisons. Good, good, good. All poisons, methane, ethanol, formaldehyde, contaminated blood, come out of the immune system, the liver, the endocrine system, the brain and central nervous system. Come on, demons, move, move, move. All spirits of hemorrhoids, muscle spasm, cramps, drowning, asphyxiation, choking, smothering, fainting, suffering, swelling, fits, convulsions, and epilepsy. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Heart failure, heart attack, heart disease, all fear of heart failure, fear of apathy and laziness, self-deception, impatience, Leviathan. Hidden pride. I command hidden pride to come on out in Jesus Christ's name. Hidden pride. Hidden pride. Hidden pride. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Self-hatred. Ugliness. You know, you're really ugly today. How come you're so ugly? You wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Ugliness. Come on out in Jesus Christ's name. Ugliness. Self-hatred. Irritation. Ambition. Loneliness. Despair. Despondency. Hopelessness. Suicide. All suicide spirits. All suicide spirits. Self-hatred. All those suicide spirits that came in through self-hatred. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. Death. Confusion. Rejection. Misery, depression, torment, torture, doubt, and unbelief. We break every curse of agnosticism and atheism over our family lines, and we ask forgiveness in Jesus' name. Greediness, ugliness, covetousness, all that guilt, shame, and condemnation, come on out. Guilt, shame, and condemnation. Wicked heart of unbelief. Wicked heart of unbelief. Wicked heart of unbelief. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, move, 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 move. Sheep, will them out, will them out, will them out. Holy Spirit, strengthen our wills. Holy Spirit, strengthen our wills. Sudden fear, come on out. Sudden fear. Sudden fear. We ask the Lord to forgive us for all the fearing we've done. Every time we have a pain, we think it's a heart attack. We think it's cancer. We think we're dying. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. All the way out. All right, let's box them up. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the freedom that we got. And Father, we just bind every remaining evil spirit within us. And we ask, Father, that you'll have, Father, spirits that have gotten loose because of sin or whatever, Father. Father, we just pray that your angels will go into us and put these demons back in their boxes, cages, and caves that are 1,000,000 times too small. Seal them with the blood of Jesus. We pray that your angels will assign themselves constantly, perpetually, to read scriptures these demons hate to hear. Father, we pray the Shekinah light of the third heaven will shine through each box, cage, and cave. And Father, we pray right now that the blood of Jesus will cover us, our families, properties, and possessions of which you've made us stewards. Everything we have and everything we are is on loan to us to see how we're going to handle it, what we're going to do with it. And will we be faithful to you and your kingdom? And Father, we also pray that life, health, healing, and restoration will pour the balm of Gilead, the oil of the Spirit, and the blood of Jesus everywhere to protect us from damage and to heal the damage, Father, to bring true shalom into our bodies, into our souls, around our spirits, into our hearts, where the demons have done damage as they've left. And Father, thank you for the freedom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we owe so much to you because you love us and you free us. You heal us, you do it free of charge, and you do it because you see in our hearts we want to serve you and we want to truly deal and repent of our sin. And we thank you.
Here's my ride. You're